This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And as we know, JobKeeper is coming to an end very soon, just next month. But what are businesses feeling about that decision? I'm joined this morning by Darren Sheriff, chairperson of Business Port Augusta. How are you this morning, Darren?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So JobKeeper coming to an end, how are businesses feeling about that?
Okay, there's a bit of mixed feeling about it. Obviously, there's a couple of sectors that are going to be affected by that. Probably namely some sectors of the tourism, people that are dealing with interstate and international travellers. Obviously, their businesses are pretty well come to a dead halt, so I think JobKeeper is going to have a major effect on them. Then there's also a couple of sectors of the hospitality industry that are going to feel the pinch there as well. As far as the rest of the retail up in Port Augusta and surrounding, everyone seems to be business as usual, if anything, probably a little bit stronger than pre-COVID. So I think it's a bit of a mixed bag at the moment.
So I guess as a whole, would Business Port Augusta and the businesses around the Port Augusta area not fare too badly once JobKeeper is off the table?
Yeah, I think the majority would be fine. It's obviously going to be just those a couple of sectors that are really feeling it hard, whereas you know, even when JobKeeper started, some businesses were sort of in need of it, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all. Whereas now, the sectors that need it now, it could make or break their businesses.
So should JobKeeper then remain in place, or the government take a bit more of a focused approach on those industries in need?
I think there definitely needs to be a targeted approach towards the sectors that need it. I don't think it needs to be a blanket JobKeeper put out to all businesses. I think there needs to be some sort of pre-qualification to it. And it's not necessarily an industry-based JobKeeper that's needed. It would be individual businesses that are faring the brunt of it.
Right, so just, I guess, changing the criteria for what is acceptable to be on JobKeeper.
Correct, yes.
Well, I guess that's not too bad a thing, but I guess with the vaccine rolling out and hopefully things getting back to a little bit more normal in Australia and almost the world, but where to from here do you think the government should go with supporting businesses through obviously a very trying economic time?
Look, I think it's going to boil back to how we fare opening the borders, whether it be interstate and international borders. I think that's going to be the key, because I think they're the industries that are suffering the most. In tourism, the people that rely on the international travellers are suffering. And then obviously, as I said, within the travel agency sector, they're not getting any business at the moment. So, yeah, it's a bit hard to say depending on what happens with our borders.
No worries. Well, Darren, thank you so much for your time today.
No problems at all. Cheers.
That was Darren Sheriff, chairperson of Business Port Augusta on your Classic It's Breakfast.